check, 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 check. That's what we used to do in the radio business. Anytime like somebody was out on location, you check the mics. Can we check the mics? Okay, check, check, check. Check 1, 2. That's real shit. That's not just dumb shit you see in the fucking movies. I just gave you an inside peek of what it used to be like to work in radio. My name is Chris Johnson, and right now I should be studying for a insurance licensing exam, but instead I'm shouting into a fucking microphone because I gotta blow off some fucking steam. I can't fucking study this shit any fucking more. God damn it. It's been 2 fucking weeks of this shit. Just fucking insurance terms in my fucking head. I just want to get into my car and drive into a fucking tree, which I'll have you know won't be fucking covered because it's an intentional act. You see how embarrassing that is? See what I just fucking did right there? I embarrassed myself. The job's going okay, I guess. It doesn't even feel like a job yet. You know what I mean? Because I feel like I'm not doing anything. Doing a new job is the weirdest feeling in the fucking world. I mean, I did the radio station for 10 and a half years, and then I was at the office store for a year and a half. As shitty as the situation was, 6 days, 60 hours a week, and as tired as I was all the time, as pissy as I was all the time, you kind of get used to the grind. Not that you want to do the fucking grind, but you just get used to it. So when you're not doing it anymore, it's really fucking bizarre. It almost feels like you should be doing it. And I'm going to let the cat out of the bag, too. If you still listen to some of the sports interviews done at the radio station I used to work at, those motherfuckers are still being written by me. They don't have a new person there yet. I'm fucking writing those. So if you think those questions suck, I'm going to tell you right now to go fuck yourself. You didn't write them, goddammit. I did. So fuck off. I can tell you that now because I don't work at the station anymore. I haven't seen anybody from the station since I left. I haven't fucking done much of anything since I left. It was weird. I was so fucking busy doing all those fucking hours. I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to do one job. It's going to be fucking amazing. I'm going to have all this time. And all the fucking extra time I've had, I've been fucking studying. I'm back in fucking college again. I feel like a fucking nerd. Speaking of nerds, we had to go through orientation at the new job. And there's nothing I fucking hate more than orientations. Think about your college orientation. Remember how douchey that was? Remember that pile of shit? You're doing fucking icebreakers and shit. And it's all the same fucking nonsense. I still remember, like, my first college icebreaker. This dude, like, he had this piece of toilet paper, and he's like, okay, tear off a couple sheets. So we're like, okay, buddy. I tore off, like, 3 sheets, and he's like, for every sheet you tore, you have to tell us one fact about yourself. And it's always the same bullshit. It's like, oh, I have 2 sisters. I went to school in Western New York. I played baseball. Like, shit nobody fucking cares about. Like, I give a rat's ass what's a motherfucker I've never seen before. I care what sport he's played in high school. I don't even give a shit about his fucking name. You know what I mean? I don't care anything about this person. So, you know, there's a little bit of that shit during the new job orientation. The fucking icebreaker question was, your favorite guilty pleasure TV show. What show... This is how it was described. What show do you watch that you don't really want people to know that you watch? And all I really watch is sports. So I didn't really know what to say. You know, and I watch professional wrestling too. That probably counts, doesn't it? But I'm not creating that stigma right away. But I don't think people understood what guilty pleasure meant. Because they were like, you know, guilty pleasure TV shows was like if I said that I liked Grey's Anatomy or fucking General Hospital. Or, you know, some show that, like, women like stereotypically. You know what I'm saying? Or something that's, like, mad corny. Something that's, like, really shitty. Some pile of shit show. You know, like, what's a shitty show? Like, what the fucking... Like, that Funny Boo Boo with those fucking sloths. They just go around and act like assholes. Like, that's, like, a guilty pleasure show. Like, people were naming, like, award-winning shows. They're like, well, I'm watching, like, Shameless. Like, William H. Macy's in Shameless. Like... The fuck are you talking about? Like, that doesn't count. That doesn't count, asshole. It doesn't count. It's not a guilty pleasure. You don't understand this game at all. And nobody fucking called these people out on that. It's like, yeah, I watch Top Chef. You know, my guilty pleasure show is Top Chef. Now, granted, I think Top Chef or douchebag chef or chef that yells at you or cook in a restaurant who's a dick or whatever the fuck the name of these dumb fucking shows are, I think those shows suck balls. But I don't necessarily think it's a guilty pleasure. I mean, people watch that shit. I just popped a fucking Starburst in my mouth. I don't fucking know why. I wasn't thinking. We're going to finish it up like this. So, orientations suck. And if I haven't seen you for a while and you work at my old job, I still love you. especially you shrubs. It was your birthday recently. I know that. I want you to know that when I sent you your birthday message on Facebook, my hand was down my pants. One hand. Just one hand. You can follow my sweet ass on Twitter. I haven't been tweeting a lot lately just because I've been so fucking busy, but it's still up and running. You can still shoot me a tweet. And you can still follow this on Podbean and iTunes and Google Play and Stitcher and fucking, you know, FM City or whatever the fuck the name of these sites are. You'll find them.